Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. There are a few people that I love to quote. Yoda, the Jedi Master, who once said, "Do or do not, there is no try." Another is the famous Yankee catcher Yogi Berra, who said, "It's like deja vu all over again." And then there's my dad, a man of few words, but whenever he spoke, I listened attentively. One of his sayings that I carry with me, "Peter, it will cost you nothing." Now the "it" can be anything, as in doing something nice for someone will cost you nothing, or a compliment will cost you nothing, or the hardest one of all, sharing with your sister will cost you nothing. He often said this to the two of us when we grumbled about doing something nice for each other. And my response? As a child or teenager, I would writhe in anguish when I would hear this and protest to him, "Really, Dad? That can't be. Because it, whatever it might be, will cost me everything." Giving and sharing felt so costly because it felt like there wasn't enough to go around and because it just wouldn't be fair. Not enough, not fair. These feelings of scarcity can drive us to hold on to fight over, to calculate and withhold. And we live in a culture where we're constantly bombarded with what we ought to have and what we don't have. So it's no wonder we default to a place of scarcity. We have often heard that the opposite of scarcity is abundance. But the author and speaker Brené Brown proposes that the opposite of scarcity is actually enough. She said that if we think having abundance will help us not feel scarce, we end up chasing abundance, working harder and harder, hoping it will make us feel better. Instead, knowing that we are enough changes us and calms us. Enough gives us peace. Enough changes the way we are with others. Knowing we are enough stops the constant comparisons and the keeping track of what is ours and what is fair or not. In my work as a psychotherapist, I've seen many people who struggle with feeling enough. And more often than not, all they want is fairness. If only things were fair, they believe they would find peace. In those instances, I look for where love might have been missing. Because I believe that when one experiences love, there's no need to fight for fairness. Fairness is merely a substitute for love. Where there is love, there always is enough. I think this was at the heart of our first reading from Genesis, the story of Joseph and his brothers. Joseph meets his brothers, the same brothers who, in their jealousy of Joseph, plotted for his death and essentially selling him into slavery. Joseph, who in our reading is at the height of his power and success, runs into his brothers who were surprised and vulnerable and at his mercy. Joseph could have exacted vengeance on the spot. After all, that would have been the fair thing to do. But instead, he lavished grace and forgiveness. While his brothers expected fairness, Joseph showed love. And that love cost Joseph nothing, because he knew that there always will be enough. In our gospel reading, Jesus continues with the Sermon on the Plain, teaching his disciples about living out God's love, the outrageous love that beckons us to love our enemies, do good to those who hate us, bless those who curse us, pray for those who abuse us. It is a long list of outrageous love. Turn the other cheek, Jesus said. Give up your coat and your shirt. Give without asking. Really? How can we do all this while we keep track of who owes whom? But Jesus is commanding us. Go ahead. Throw the ledger out the window. No one is to keep track. If we feel that we have enough and that we are enough, loved by God in as many ways as we can imagine, then we won't need to keep track. Whatever we do, loving our enemies, doing good to those who hate us, blessing those who curse us, praying for those who abuse us, it will cost us nothing. Now imagine the freedom to love like that. And Jesus goes on, if you only love those who love you, if you only do good to those who do good to you and lend to those who will repay you, if you only do what is fair for you and keep track of what you give so you know what you will get back, what credit is that to you? Because that only would be the fair thing to do. It wouldn't be the loving thing to do. So go ahead, offer the other cheek. It will cost us nothing. Give both the coat and the shirt. It will cost us nothing because at our core, we are loved, and there always is enough. But is this even possible? Former Georgia Assemblywoman Stacey Abrams recently told this story about her dad. Growing up, we only had one car, so sometimes my dad had to hitchhike and walk long stretches during the 30-mile trip home from the shipyards after work. One rainy night, Mom got worried. We piled in the car and went out looking for him, and eventually found Dad making his way along the road, soaked and shivering in his shirt sleeves. When he got in the car, Mom asked if he left his coat at work. He'd explained he'd given it to a homeless man he met on the highway. When we asked why he'd given away his coat, Dad turned to us and said, I knew when I left the man, he'd still be alone. But I could give him my coat because I knew you were coming for me. Abram's father was shivering in the cold rain that night, but he knew that someone cared enough to come for him. He knew that giving away his coat would cost him nothing because he was loved, and on that night, it was enough. Fairness is exacting, it maintains. Fairness balances the ledger. But it also binds us because everything feels like it cost us something. But love is creative. It creates wonder and blessing and opportunities for us to see God. Love is freeing. And with God's love, everything feels like it will cost us nothing. Jesus calls us children of the Most High, and that is who we are. As God's children, we just are. Nothing changes that. That is the foundation of our experience of love. So, children of the Most High, what outrageous love is God calling you to live out today? Because where there is love, there is no need for fairness. Where there is love, there is no need to calculate and keep track. Where there is love, we are moved to more, to love, to do good, to bless, to pray, and to give. Where there is love, there always is a deep sense of enough. Where there is love, any outrageous act of love will cost us nothing. So may God, who calls us children of the Most High, help us experience being enough in the midst of God's love. And may God move us to the place of freedom, where outrageous acts of love flow through us and cost us nothing. Amen.